The Bible is not trying to give a complete picture of humanity's genealogy. It's trying to teach us something. All right. The Bible is not one book, but many books. The Bible is not one book, but many books. The Bible is 66 individual books. Many of us, not necessarily us, but in the church world, many of us talk about the Bible as if it were monolithic. That means that as if it were written from Genesis to Revelations in one fell swoop. It's monolithic. Same theology, same Christology, same everything. As though when we open it up, everything is the same, and it's on equal footing. Well, the Bible is not one book. It's 66 separate books that have been placed together in what we call the Bible. In it, we find poetry. In it, we find historical theology. In it, we find the Gospels. We find letters. We find books that are hard to understand. We find books that are easier to understand. The Bible was written over a period of 1,500 years, folks. Now let that sink in just for a little bit. 1,500 years in three different languages. Anybody want to lift up what those three languages are? The Old Testament was written in what language? Hebrew, that's right. How about the New Testament? What language did Jesus speak? Aramaic, yes. That's with an M, not a B, all right? Aramaic. And what is the rest of the New Testament written in? Greek. So Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And those are just the three languages that we know about today, all right? So it was written over 1,500 years in at least three different languages by hundreds of different men and women. Hundreds of different men and women. The traditions that are in the Bible, the fragments that were passed down orally and finally written down, date back thousands of years before that. The Bible is not monolithic. We've got to understand this. We've got to understand this. Even within one book, we have different traditions. Let's take an example here. If we were to open our Bibles to Genesis 1 and read that creation story, and then turn to Genesis chapter 2 and read that creation story. Oh, by the way, there are two different creation stories in our Bible. What would we do? There are two totally separate creation stories. How do we reconcile these differences? Do we totally discount the entire Bible because it disagrees with itself? What do you think, Marge? Oh, I'm so glad you said no. If she'd have said yes, the sermon would have been done. Some of you are probably saying, yes, yes! No, we don't discredit the Bible. It's not concerned, folks. The Bible is not concerned with how God created. You've got to hear that. It's not concerned. Matter of fact, if we could read the Bible in original languages, we would see this happening over and over again. Some parts were written in street language or slang. In others, matter of fact, most of the New Testament was written in street slang. The book of Hebrews was written in very sophisticated Greek, highly educated. Languages, we could see all of these different styles and all this different ways of looking and reading and feeling this Bible that we read and aspire so much. You see, God inspired every bit of it. Do not hear me wrong. God inspired every bit of it, but used human beings who wrote in different ways from different perspectives. And that's what we have in the Scriptures. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say that every pastor since the beginning of this church had the same views, preached in the same way, had the same theology and Christology and all those ologies, all the years of the history of this church, think if all of us were the same, what would this church be like?